Graham, sir.
Operator.
You are.
Hello?
Billy, where did I find you?
Oh, I'm at home, Mr. President, down in North Carolina.
I never find you when you're working. Well, I just wanted to tell you I had written you a note about which may not have reached you with regard to the Merritt Griffin show, which just was fantastic, but I want to tell you that all the things you're doing really have been great.
Well, you have.
And it gets through. We follow it closely.
Well,
and the way you, your subtle way got it across is great. And I'm seeing John tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and, you know, he cut it in California last week. He's been sick for a while, you know. He had this terrible flu.
Yes, I know.
And then he's now feeling great and did a great job in California.
I was supposed to be with him Friday night. They invited me to participate. They're going to honor Nelly Friday night at the University of Texas.
They are?
Yes.
Or have?
Maybe you didn't know. This coming Friday night.
He would never tell me. I'll call and make a...
The president's name is Dr. Spurr, S-P-U-R-R.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind enough to invite me to stay in his home and participate in it, but I can't. I'm leaving tomorrow on a swing through the Midwest in Ohio and Oklahoma and Missouri.
Good.
And I'll be speaking in each of these places and holding press conferences. And next week in Tennessee and Pennsylvania and California again.
Good.
And then on Election Day, I'll be in Hawaii on my way around the world.
Oh, you're going around the world?
I'm going around the world. I'm holding meetings in Japan and Taiwan.
That's great.
My next crusade is up in Northeast India.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to Iran and Rome, you know, those places.
Good.
But I'll be here until just the day before election, and anything you can think of you want me to do. I told Bob Haldeman that I'm not in a position to know all that I could do, but you just tell me and I'll do it.
You don't need any guidance. You just take your political instincts. Your political instincts are very good.
I'm going to hold a press conference tomorrow afternoon in Tulsa, and I was going to talk about... and I'm so glad to talk to you tonight about your personal character and your personal morality and integrity and that kind of thing. And I was just going to sort of take the bull by the horns and say some of those things. I don't think you need anybody to say it for you because I don't think this business is touching you, but you don't want to take any chances.
Sure. And the point is that the fact that the political campaigns, they smeared everybody, you can say. They had smeared Roosevelt, not so much Eisenhower, but Truman, Roosevelt, Johnson. You know, that's a way to do that to all presidents. Lincoln, good heavens.
Well, not only that, but I remember when Kennedy was running and what Hubert Humphrey said, how many votes the Kennedy people bought in West Virginia to defeat him.
Which incidentally was true.
Well, that's what Humphrey said. And some of these things, what I tell people, that this is true in all these campaigns. And I thought, incidentally, that John Ehrlichman did a good job.
Good.
On Sunday.
Good.
It's just great tonight with...
I don't know what they showed, but let me tell you that I was really one of a very moving experience, you know, after the Montgomery came out with this terrible proposal to just get out of Vietnam and turn over everything and then pray for the mercy of the others. I just thought it was terrible, so I really hit it hard. I don't know what they carried on TV.
Well, they carried what you said on all three networks. They carried what you had to say about amnesty.
Good.
Which was tough and right. They showed people in tears at the end of your talk. They gave the end of your talk right at the end. They showed what you said about that you're not going to let them down.
Right.
And I thought it was just tremendous. And then it showed you outside shaking hands with a little kid and looking at his shoe.
Yeah.
And that little thing there. Now, that's the type of thing that human interest touch that I think is very, very good right now.
Yeah.
You eliminated the news tonight, sort of for the first time, in the sense that the networks gave you the dominant spot. You
know, they did.
But we...
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling the best of my whole life.
That's good. Now, on your trip, be sure to send me an itinerary so I can send a few messages to some of these people.
I'll be delighted to.
You ought to see when you're in Iran, you ought to see the Shah.
Well, yeah. I have already, as a matter of fact, that's why I'm stopping there, because about 2 years ago, he wrote me a very nice little note and said if I was ever through, he would be delighted to see me, and I've written him a note and said I could. His ambassador called and said that he would be delighted for me to come and see him any time that I was through, so that's one reason I'm stopping there.
Mm.
And then I'm going to, I have written the Chiang Kai-shek, and the State Department, by the way, has just been marvelous in this situation in India.
They should.
Because the Indian government wants me to go, because if I don't go, the Nagas have said they're going to continue, they're going to really go into guerrilla warfare against the Indians.
Right, you can help.
So I'm going to see Mrs. Gandhi and different ones as I go around.
Mm-hmm.
But
how long will your trip be, Billy?
It'll be 5 weeks.
Well, when you get back, you come and see me, will you?
I surely will. I'll be back about the 6th or the 7th of this.
So you won't be here Election Day?
I won't be. Well, I'll be in Hawaii.
Yeah, well, you get the results out there.
Oh, my. I wouldn't leave the country.
Yeah, when you get, as soon as you get it, give me a call, will you?
Well, it'll be 7 o'clock out there. I'll call you.
Right.
And thank God for you. And
we appreciate it.
You're 10 times more than I ever expected when you went in office 4 years ago.
Well, the main thing, we're working on Vietnam. For your confidential information, Kissinger flew off today. It will be announced tomorrow to Paris again. We're still going around and working on this thing. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to insist on the right kind of settlement, or we aren't going to settle.
Well, I think you're right, and I hope you stick to it.
We will.
And I think the people are back at you. And I think you're going to have I think there's going to be a tremendous tide on Election Day.
Well, I just hope you see that Connolly show. That was terrific.
I'll certainly see it, and thanks for telling me about it.
And give my best to Ruth.
I surely will, and God bless you.
And your father-in-law.
I surely will.
Okay, Dr. Bell.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye.